Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today with David Woodbury. He's one of the volunteers organizing Kids Fest in Hempfield Township. He's a local engineer, and this was a project born out of Leadership Westmoreland. And you certainly are a leader in the community. Welcome to the show, David. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Why don't we start from the beginning? Let's talk about why someone in Leadership Westmoreland would do a project like this. But backing up even further, let's talk about your role in Leadership Westmoreland. Your class started in 2022, and now you're finishing up here in 2023. Tell us about Leadership Westmoreland, and that's sponsored by the Westmoreland Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, the Leadership Westmoreland program is a fantastic opportunity for local business leaders, like myself, to get together, meet other local business leaders, learn about the county, meet some of the key county staff, and really just understand what Westmoreland County and the state of Pennsylvania does for its citizens and for its businesses. As a part of Leadership Westmoreland, I was with a cohort of local business leaders all around the county, and one of our capstone events is to do a final project with our team and my team, who I'll go through here in a moment. We came together and decided that we wanted to help promote children and youth becoming more active in society. And really by that, I mean getting them out, getting them active, getting them outside, burning some calories, putting the phones down, et cetera, et cetera. And we understand that there are some in the community who are a little bit more fortunate than others and probably have the ability to be able to essentially clean out some of their old unused or extra sports equipment. So the event that we were that we're going for is something called Westmoreland Kind, and it stands for Kids in Need of Donations. The whole purpose of this was to give residents of Westmoreland County the ability to clean out their closets, their basements, their garages, and be able to drop that off and donate them to a better use. And we were going to take the equipment and then provide that free of charge to a couple of different local community community centers, the YMCA, other rec departments, to be able to then promote youth who may not have the ability to get that equipment, either through circumstance or economic conditions, to be able to just promote further interaction and further activity from children into sports and into activities. We had two different events planned. The first one was back in May. We had it at Mammoth Park. It was a great success. Thank everybody who came out and donated their equipment. We were able to put that into great use in other places around the county. And we actually are partnering with Hempfield Rec on something called Kids Fest. Kids Fest is happening on Saturday, August 5th. It's going from 9 until 2 o'clock. And it's going to be at the Hempfield Township Athletic Center. What that is that's an opportunity for residents of Hempfield Township, and of course surrounding townships as well, of course, to come to Hempfield Township, understand what opportunities there are for youth to be able to get into activities and to find some opportunities, either with volunteering or just to check out the facilities and see what else is available. We'll be there to collect any kind of athletic gear or anything to that sort, and we'll be donating it. We'll be dropping it off directly to a couple of local community organizations, which at this point we are actually still working out at this right now.
That sounds amazing. So let's go back to that May sort of collection events. How did you get the word out? Who showed up, and what kind of stuff did you get to see there?
we partnered with a lot of the local recreational facilities, actually the recreational organizations within Westmoreland County. We also, and they put the event and posted it on their social media and advertised it out that way. We partnered with Westmoreland County Parks and Rec, and they posted it their folks and advertised it that way. We put it on our own social medias, and then I managed to convince the folks over at the Trib to write a very, very generous article for us, advertising that, and that's that went on at the Trib a couple of days before the event. We were busy the entire morning. We had local scouts. We had scouts from Troop 465 out of Fort Allen come and help actually receive the goods and direct people around. It was a rainy day and it was kind of chilly, but we still had an awful lot of people. We received a lot of baseball and softball gear. We received an awful lot of golf gear. We were surprised, quite frankly, at how much golf gear we received. We received, I think, somewhere along the lines of four full golf bags worth of equipment and a ton of used balls. We managed to donate those to different locations because that's kind of a non-standard. YMCAs don't typically go with the golf program. We got a fair amount of hockey gear as well, but I would say a predominance was really just, you know, there were just balls aplenty, and then a lot of real good quality baseball, softball equipment in there.
And, you know, it's funny. Is that a sign about golf? People are just giving up. They're like, forget it. I'm never going to learn how to do this. I'm just going to donate my clubs. But no, that's fantastic. So you have all this stuff and then you kind of get it cleaned up. And then by working with the rec departments, is that how you knew what they needed and sort of where to place it?
One of the members of our team works for the United Way and has a lot of community contacts in and around not only Westmoreland County, but also around pretty much the Allegheny, Butler, Fayette County. And I think that's his territory, if I remember correctly. And so he reached out to a number of the organizations that the United Way typically works with and found that there was absolutely a need and a desire to be able to take a lot of what we were going to be able to collect. We did receive a kind of a wish list, if you will, and general recreation equipment, baseball, softball, things like that. Absolutely, absolutely desired by these different organizations.
And we, like you started to say at the beginning, I mean, this stuff is so expensive and some parents just cannot afford to do it. And that might be, it might not even be the entry fee to playing softball or basketball or whatever it is. It's saying, I don't know if I can afford all the equipment that goes with this. Hockey, my goodness, hockey.
It's crazy. I can say that as a proud Hemfield parent. Both of my boys, one's going to be a sophomore at the high school this year, one's a rising freshman. I think they've played literally every sport. One of them, my oldest boy, did little pens, and thank goodness it was little pens, because if we had to actually go out and make the investment in the equipment, I'm not sure we'd still be able to, you know, afford to live here, because I feel so much for folks who are hockey parents and hockey families, just the sheer amount of money that gets that it requires to play that sport. My younger boy plays lacrosse right now, and despite the fact that it's a fairly light game, if you will, there's a lot of money in equipment, and that's just the equipment. Once you get into fees, tournament fees, traveling, and things like that, it becomes, you know, the barrier to entry for playing a lot of these sports is actually quite high. So it's nice to be able to partner with community organizations, the Y, or the various Ys that are around, to be able to get this equipment out and hopefully allow some of these other these community recreational organizations to put on programs that are going to come at a lower cost than, let's say, some of the more private run things that you know, an organization, a private organization will, you know, rises up and creates it and then has to charge dues just to run. Whereas you have like a Henfield Rec who does, they have this massive soccer program that they do every year. And then they're doing these other sports as well, like the basketball program, which again is massive. And to be able to have that and be a part of that with Henfield and not have to put a lot of money into some of these other private teams is just fantastic, and like to be able to promote that further in other sports.
Yeah. I mean, that's tremendous. And I have to ask how you guys came up with this idea. Who was on your team with Leadership Westmoreland? Why don't you give us some names of people who were on your team, and how did you come up with that particular idea? Cause it's a great one.
You know, the idea was driven a lot by this first team member. His name is Nate Patrazio. He works for Williams. And he was the first one to come up with this idea as we were kind of chatting about it at the table. And given the fact that we all either had children or worked with children, we found that we had this common goal. And quite frankly, if I'm being entirely honest, not a single one of the other groups for our cohort did a project that was not geared towards children. So it was great. It's very fulfilling just to be a part of a group of people who kind of have a lot of the same kind of energy for that. But I will say that the idea was really born by Mr. Patrazio, who I've already said. So he's the first other member of the group. Jesse Spraycar, I mentioned him already. He's the person on the team who works for the United Way, and it was kind of a lot of his behind the scenes networking and his abilities to be able to go out and get or have the contacts with some of these community organizations, which really helped facilitate us being as successful as we were. Dave Swank, who is an educator out at Fort Ligonier. He's right in the midst of his busy season of giving tours and education there, was one of our key people on the advertising and the social media front to try to get the word out. He had a lot of great energy and a lot of great ideas as far as being able to get the word out and just make sure that we were out in front of everybody. And then lastly, and absolutely not least, Darcy Sienkiewicz from Central Westmoreland, the Career and Tech Center. She was just phenomenal. She was willing to and did pretty much everything for this. She was always just super supportive, and you know, thank you to her actually, because she came and brought t-shirts for all of the different people. We all had staff t-shirts. We had volunteer t-shirts. She had signage. It was just the ability to be able to leverage some of the abilities of her folks and the students at the CTC to be able to put a nice consistent brand and image out there. And she actually came up with our logo. So it's, you know, there's just a lot of really, really great people that I've met over the time and worked with over this time with Leadership Westmoreland that, I don't know. I'm in awe of the people that I worked with and that I was able to.
I love that. And I can tell when you're talking about it. And isn't it interesting? I've spoken at a lot of Leadership Westmoreland classes over the years, being involved in media and public relations. And I've thought to myself, if these people could get together a company, they would be amazing. You know, one company, they would be amazing. Because listen, you said you had your marketer, your brander, your operations person. You had your nonprofit experience, and then you as an engineer, you know, probably your mind is working on how to put all this together. It sounds like an amazing team.
I am privileged to have been part of that team. And, you know, everybody kind of has the experience where, you know, you've worked on a team in school, right? And somebody does all the work, right? You get the one person that did all the work, and everybody else just kind of came along and kind of showed up for the presentation. that was not the way this was. I mean, everybody was just super just positive and energetic, and everybody wanted to chip in, wanted to make sure we got this done, and just gave back.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm on the line now with David Woodbury. He's an engineer from Hempfield Township who was part of a group from Leadership Westmoreland to put together a fantastic idea to help kids in need. And after the break, he's going to talk to us more about Kids Fest coming up the first weekend in August. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy, your host, here today with David Woodbury. David is an engineer from Hempfield Township who went through what's called the Leadership Westmoreland Program with the Westmoreland Chamber of Commerce. And his group got together and had an idea and said, hey, wouldn't it be great if people in Westmoreland County who have lightly used sports equipment lying around could do some spring cleaning and maybe donate that equipment to kids in need. That project is called Westmoreland Kind, Kids in Need of Donations. And that's exactly what they did. So the first, the first collection day went really well. That was back in May. There's another collection day, but that's part of Kids Fest. And I think I see what you're doing there. I think I see that you're thinking, well, maybe I can get mom and dad or grandma and grandpa to clean out the closet if they know not only are they bringing their lightly used sports equipment, but the kids can have some fun while they drop off those donations. Am I right about that? Is that part of all this?
That's what that turned out to be. That idea of partnering with Hempfield Rec actually came about, quite frankly, in the comprehensive plan meetings. So, fun fact: Hempfield Township is redoing its comprehensive plan, and they're in the process of actually publishing the final results now. But in the early days of the different meetings to come up with how the study was going to be made, I met with some of the folks from Hempfield Township, and this was kind of born as a, you know, we're looking to do this in Leadership Westmoreland. And they were looking to do some kids-related event, a Kids Fest. We kind of settled in this August timeframe that it might make the most sense before they start getting into their different fall seasons to be able to do something like this where they're coming out of their camp season. And I said, well, this sounds like a plan. Being that Hempfield is kind of centrally located right here in the middle of the county, let's do this, and then let's see what else that Leadership Westmoreland, what we can do in our group, and to have other events. So this being our second and last event, was born of a fantastic partnership with the folks at Hempfield Rec. They are still looking for interested parties, vendors, folks to come out and be there and be a part of the fun festivities. It's going to be at the Township Athletic Center. I think we already mentioned this, but I'll say it again. It's on 8-5 from 9 to 2. There's going to be, among others, PKSA Karate will be there. Adagio Health will be there. I believe there's going to be some other activities. And I know the Hempfield Rec is going to have all of their folks there, and they'll be, demoing things and then just be available for people to just have fun and just come out and have a good time. And we'll have a couple of tables in there, and we'll be collecting equipment. And I'll say and put a further plug in and say that I met with Marissa Hayes with the recreational department earlier this week. And they are still, in fact, looking for other folks to come out and be exhibitors and to be there for the kids. So if there's anybody who's listening to this who might find interest to join in the fun and exhibit there, contact the Hempfield Township Recreation Department, ask for Marissa, see what you can get yourself into.
It sounds like the you know, the whole event is just well coordinated and people are really coming together to be able to do this. And now if you get nice weather, it's going to be a fantastic day, a fantastic project. And then I guess your next step after that will be then to take the equipment that you get and sort of the feedback that you get and the publicity that you get, and then find those organizations, those children who need this stuff.
Yeah, one of the, you know, we're not the first organization to come together to do something like this in Westmoreland County. There's actually been a lot of different energy about this. We're just the ones kind of doing it right now. There was a fantastic effort being led, I think, 1 or 2 years ago out in Latrobe. And those folks did some fantastic work, collected a lot of equipment. Where that wasn't as successful is they didn't have anybody at the time to be able to take that equipment. So I think they're still actually sitting on some of that equipment now. And then I know that actually Hempfield Township has in the past also done a equipment drive. And I'm not entirely sure how successful that was back in the past. I think what we're trying to do with our group is just really dovetail and add on to that kind of, again, that energy, that effort, and give at least Hempfield Township, the rec department, maybe a little bit more of the logistics and maybe some of the background and some additional driving forces and additional bodies at the very least with those of us on our team to help promote and conduct this part of this. Ultimately, our goal for Westmoreland Kind was to put something out that was going to be sustainable, that whoever we ended up partnering with, which we did actually partner with the county in and of itself, they actually provided Mammoth Park to us for our May event. Whoever we ultimately partnered with, that we could put a sustainable solution in place that we would be able to have and hopefully continue this moving forward. Because we're not even a nonprofit group. We're just a group of folks who decided that they were going to do this. And so we as a group of five people aren't sustainable to be able to carry this forward. We're just citizens and I guess business leaders who want to see something positive and you know carry it forward. So we're hoping that with this, and maybe this continues on with Hempfield Rec, and if they need us to continue to volunteer next year, no, we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't plan on leaving anytime soon.
What would you say to someone who is interested in helping or has donations to make to this? Is there somewhere they can log on and find out more details?
So I know that Hempfield Rec it has a Kids Fest. I think it might be a page at the very least. It's certainly advertised on their website. You'll be able to find the location and the directions. We should be listed there. The Trib article is actually still hanging around, and I've reached out to see if we could get it maybe republished and updated before the event to further draw some attention. And we do intend to publish on social media. We are actually in the days before the event, but probably a little bit closer to the event to make sure that it stays fresh in people's minds. But if anybody does have that, the Hempfield Township Rec website should have our information on it, and that will have a listing of the different items that we are looking for. We won't be taking very large things. We won't be taking like weightlifting equipment or things like that, or like bikes, for instance. There's, believe it or not, a lot of liability in bikes. If somebody donates a bike and then we provide it to an organization, we're then liable for whether or not that bike is nice or not, or functional and safe. Given the fact that not a bike professional, we're going to stay well away from that. And we're going to work towards some of the more handheld things. and some of the items that, you know, more toward geared towards team sports. But so our flyer and our information would be on Hemphill Township and their rec site for that.
So finally, what would you say to someone who heard this and might want to join Leadership Westmoreland? What would you say about the commitment, and what would you say about what you learned and how fulfilling it is?
I would say that it's probably one of the best things that I've done within, at the very least, the past 10 years. And if you're interested in doing it, you can be a member. So if your company is a member of the Chamber of Commerce, work with your company, and you can then apply, and your company then can pay for the program. Go to the Chamber's website. The Chamber's website has really good information about some of the past, some of the past Leadership Westmoreland cohorts, and certainly I believe the application is right there on the website to be able to do that. If you're interested, I know that they're always looking for good participants in the program, and quite frankly, they actually have a youth academy. It's Leadership Westmoreland Youth Academy, and it's a 1 month, 1 week during the summer. It's during the early summer in the June. My oldest son, primarily because I did it, was aware of it, and I said this was a fantastic opportunity for me. I would love for him to have this opportunity as well, and it's open to high school students within Westmoreland County, from, I believe, a rising sophomore to senior. So if you're a rising freshman, you have to wait another year. But it's a near duplication of the adult experience, the business leader experience, in that you end up going to a lot of the same places, you meet a lot of the same people. It's geared a little bit more towards a high school aged youth, and you're going to go to some of the same places, but the subject matter and the topics and the discussions going to be geared more towards high school and teenaged folks, and more towards job opportunities and education, things like that. But for me, what I learned and gathered here, I mean, I learned more things about my personality and how I deal with different situations, just from the being team building and some of the facilitators and other professionals like yourself who have come to present to us and help us kind of learn how we can better present ourselves and be better in our businesses and better in our positions. Then the other part is we managed to get a good cross section of all the different services that the county provides. We've met judges at the courthouse. We toured the courthouse. We met the county commissioners, met the planning director, learned how the planning process and how the different parts of the county government come together. It was just a really, there were a ton of things that I learned that I wouldn't have had the opportunity otherwise if I was not a part of this. And I'm a naturally curious person, and there's just so much more out there that I didn't know. And it was just so eye-opening.
That's wonderful. David Woodbury is a recent graduate of Leadership Westmoreland. I want to thank he and his class members for participating in Westmoreland Kind. And also, you can learn more about Kids Fest in Hemphill Township on the Hemphill Township website. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.